The first thing that the student of mind powers becomes aware of is that we are living simultaneously in two worlds. Two worlds. The outer world, the world of circumstances and situations that happen to you. The inner world, the world of your thoughts and reactions. And these are two totally different, independent worlds from one another. And we make a big mistake in our life when we think of it as one world. Most of us think that we're okay, we're living life, and our life, it's all one great big world that we live in. But the student of mind powers realizes that that's not true, that we are living simultaneously in two worlds, not one, two. The outer world, the world of circumstances and situations, the inner world, the world of our thoughts, our consciousness. For example, right now in the outer world, you are here in this room. The outer world consists of you sitting on your seat, me up here on stage, the people beside you, the walls. This is all happening in the outer world. And right now, this very moment, you are here in this room in the outer world. And you're also here in the inner world because I have your attention right now, because you're interested in what I have to say. But if you were to become, not interested in this seminar, let's say that I was to become boring and you lose interest in what I have to say, you could very well remain here in the outer world out of politeness, but in the inner world, you could go to an entirely different place. Maybe you could be thinking about something that happened at the office earlier on today, or thinking about something that you're going to be doing this weekend. So although you would remain here in the outer world, in the inner world, you could be in an entirely different place. And we do that all the time. For example, when we're driving our car so often, what happens is in the outer world, we're there in the car. You know, we're sitting on the seat with the steering wheel in our hand, and that's happening in the outer world. Quite often we're on automatic, and on the inner world, we're thinking about all kinds of different things. You know, maybe we're thinking about a fight that we had with somebody, an argument that we had with somebody earlier, and we're projecting ahead what's going to happen when we see this person the next time. You know, and we say, okay, I know exactly what I'm going to say to that person. When I come up to him, I'm just going to come up to him, and I'm going to say, and yeah, what about this, and what about that, and what about this, and that, and this, and that, and this, and that. And that's okay, because he's probably going to come right back to me, and he says, yeah, but what about that, and what about this, and what about that, and this, and that, and this, and that. But you know what? I know exactly what I'll come back, because I'll come right back to him, and I'll go, yeah, but what about that, and what about that, and what about that, and what about that? And he's going to come right back to me, and he's going to say, yeah, what about that? And there you are, having this total fictitious argument with this person, like as if that's going to happen, you know? It's not going to happen that way. And yet there you are in your mind projecting this whole scenario. And it's really crucial as a student of mind powers, as you begin to explore your personal power, as you begin to understand how to make consciousness work for you, you must be very clear on the difference between the inner and the outer worlds. These are two totally different, independent worlds to one another. Let me do an example here. What's your name?
Ben.
Ben.
Yes.
Okay. Ben, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kick you. And what I'm going to do, and you got a pair of jeans on, so I won't hurt the jeans. What I'm going to do is I'm going to kick you right here on the shin. And the purpose of this is for me to cause you pain. And it will hurt, and it will hurt a lot. So I want you just to brace yourself there. And again, I must emphasize that in order for me to demonstrate what I'm trying to do, that I must cause you pain. So it will hurt a lot. So just brace your shin right there. Actually, let me get a little run at it here. Let me reenact what happened there. Now, in the outer world, I announced that I was going to kick Ben. That event happened in the outer world, me walking off the stage, going over to Ben, talking to Ben, that whole thing, that all happened in the outer world. Now, also things happened in the inner world, depending on who you are in this room. Now, in Ben's inner world, there was a lot of confusion, apprehension, fear. One part of him is going, it must be okay, and the other part of him is going, this is really weird. Like, last time I take a front row seat. And as I'm emphasizing, you know, the pain that I'm going to cause him, I'm watching Ben's eyes kind of glaze over, you know, and I mean, he can't... There's all kinds of apprehension, fear, worry, concern, all going on inside his inner world. So that's what's happening in Ben's inner world. Now, in your inner world, it's an entirely different thing. Half of you are going, kick him, great, you know. And the other half of you are going, this is interesting, okay, you know, we'll see where this is leading to. And so that's going on inside your inner world. Now, in my inner world, I'm having a great time. I mean, I'm enjoying it immensely, because I know the whole thing's a setup. I know that I'm not going to kick Ben right now. I know that that comes a little later on in the evening. So I'm having a great time, you know. And that's what happens in our life. That's what happens in our life, is that things happen to us in the outer world, and we react to them in the inner world. For example, your boss comes up to you and says, we're really happy with your work. We'd like to give you a raise. So something really good happens to you in the outer world. What happens? You react in the inner world. Your self-confidence suddenly feels great. Your self-esteem, you begin feeling fabulous about yourself and life. And you react in the inner world to the stimulus that happens in the outer world. Let's say the opposite things happens, that you get fired. Okay, you getting fired happens in the outer world. Okay, what happens? You react in the inner world. Suddenly again, self-confidence just plummets. You start to doubt yourself. You start to worry. All kinds of concerns. That you react in the inner world according to the outer world stimulus. You have a fight with your girlfriend or boyfriend or your husband or wife, and what happens? You react in the inner world. Okay, that's it. The whole thing's over. I don't even know what we're doing together. We're a disaster together, you know. And you react to the whole situation in the inner world. Then you make up, and what happens? Oh, God, wow. Do we ever have something great, eh, baby? I mean, this is a fabulous relationship that we have. And you react in the inner world. Somebody compliments you, says, oh, you look really great. I really like the way you've done your hair. I like the outfit you're wearing. You feel fabulous. Someone else comes up to you a day later, God, what's wrong with you? You know, are you sick? Are you sure you're not sick? You look terrible. And you react to that stimulus in the inner world. And that's what's going on in our life, is that we are living in the inner world in the state of reaction. We react constantly to what happens in the outer world. Whatever's going on in the outer world, whatever's happening in the outer world, we react to it. If we're a $25,000 a year salesperson, if that's our reality in the outer world, then what happens is we react in the inner world. We're always thinking about that. I'm a $25,000 a year salesperson, that's what I do, $500 a week, yeah, that's what I make. You know, and so we're constantly feeding and reinforcing the outer world reality to what's happening in the inner world. We're reinforcing it all the time. If we're having problems in our relationships, if that's the reality of our outer world, then we take it and we run it around in our mind all the time in the inner world. Jim, I'm having problems in my relationships. Yeah, I don't know about relationships. It's really hard to have a good relationship. In fact, I can't even think of anybody who has a good relationship, you know. And so what happens is that we take it and we run it around in the inner world. And as a result of this, we have no power. We have no personal power whatsoever because we're constantly living in reaction. And it's important to recognize the difference between the inner world and the outer world, to understand the difference between these two worlds, because each has their own laws, each has their own dynamics, each has their own possibilities, each has their own realities. These are two totally different, separate, independent worlds from one another. For example, confidence doesn't exist in the outer world. I mean, there's no confidence out here. Yeah, I mean, did you bring some confidence? You got some in your purse? You know, I mean, there's no confidence out here. There's no confidence in the outer world. There's no worry in the outer world. We interpret our life through our consciousness and we become worried, but there's no worry out here. There's no worry in the world. There's no fear in the outer world. Happiness. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody's looking for happiness. There is no happiness in the world. It doesn't exist in the outer world. There's no happiness in the outer world. Happiness is part of the inner world. So most people, what they do, most people are living their life in reaction. Whatever's happening in the outer world, you take it and you put it in the inner world so that our inner world, our consciousness, becomes like a mirror, a reflection, so that all we're doing is we're reflecting what's happening to us in our life. When things are going great, oh my gosh, our consciousness is fabulous. When things are going bad, oh, our consciousness is in turmoil. That we're like a puppet. We're a total puppet to outer world. And as a result, we have no power. None. You're stuck in the web of illusion. The outer world has mesmerized you. We are hypnotized. Hypnotized by the outer world. Whatever's going on in the outer world, we take it and we run it around in the inner world. And as a result, we have no power. Our power comes the day, the hour, the minute that we recognize that we're not limited to the outer world in our consciousness. We get to think whatever thoughts we choose. So this is the starting point of recognizing what's happening in our life, is to recognize that we are living simultaneously in two worlds. The outer world, the world of circumstances and situations, the inner world, the world of our thoughts and reactions. To understand that these are two totally different, independent worlds from one another, and to begin to work in the inner world independently and beyond what the outer world is suggesting. And that's where our power comes, when we realize that consciousness is not limited to the outer world.